This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Applications are now being accepted for grants from USDA's Specialty Crop Multi-State Program. It's designed to address various concerns and efforts within the specialty crop industry. We will hear more from USDA Agricultural Marketing Service Deputy Administrator Tricia Kovacs next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4, location?
Graber, back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5EC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Tricia Kovacs of the USDA provides more details about USDA's Specialty Crop Multi-State Program.
Those applications are not due until October 16th of 2026 to us at USDA. The states that are participating will have their own deadlines ahead of that time that they would then have that deadline to submit to us.
Kovacs explains the concerns in the industry that will be focused on, from plant pest and disease research to marketing and promotion.
The Specialty Crop Multi-State Program has a little over $14 million in grant funding available right now.
Kovacs expands on the scope of the program.
Our Specialty Crop Block Grant Program goes to state departments of agriculture. It's non-competitive grants using a formula fund, and the state departments of agriculture then provide sub-awards within their state to locally led projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops. Now, that definition of specialty crops includes fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, floriculture, and nursery crops. And we do kind of have a list that we use for that, and the states are well aware of what those crops are that are allowed. They do those sub-award grants in their own state to support specialty crop growers through marketing, education, and research projects.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.